the body of Maza. That's the way you spritz the dam onto the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Liach HaMaliki, after you make the Malika, heavy Hazor, then you spritz the dam, because it's Sibachat HaSeif. Kabishmias Kheil, Vihiza Midam HaChatis. Shemuel says, according to Bishmuel, Afkan who would do Oilasof also the same way. But Oilasof, the same alokar is, Oichas Beroy, she has to grab a hold of the head, over goof and the body of the bird, Umaze, and this is spritzes. Shemuel says, my comma, what does Reb Lezer mean to say? What is Reb Lezer Bishmuel mean to say, my comma? Holy comma, this is what it means to say. Malahalan, just like over there by Echate Soif. Kishu oiches horosh the guf mazer, he's true holding on to the guf, to the bird itself. But the head is still attached. That's to know the head is still attached to the guf. That's all your mazer, you spritch the dam onto the mizbeach, is afkan hirosa ba'ilosoif. Kishu oiches horosh the guf, where the head is still attached to the guf of the bird, that's mazer, that's the way he spritzes the dam onto the mizbeach. So the kitzur of the head is still attached to the body. If so, we mal halam b'simen echad, maybe like just like chat asoif, all you have to do is just cut through one simen, and the second simen is still attached. Maybe afkam b'simen echad, maybe by ulah asoif also is enough just to cut through one simen, and the second simen can still be attached. On this note, Tam Lem, the pasuk says, v'krivui, that there's a difference between the akrova of an ulah asoif and a chat asoif. And like we'll soon see, the shot from Lezer Shimon is, Enachnam, you have to cut through both Simonim, but not Kuloi. It's enough just to cut through Roiv of the two Simonim. So these are the two Shittas. The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan Shittah is, you have to cut Kuloi, both of the complete two Simonim. And according to Lezer Shimon, it's not to cut just to cut through Roiv of the two Simonim by Malika Ashoif. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So you have to wait, don't have to tape now, you have to wait till the other side, wait till the tape ends, and then turn over, we'll do the next half on the other side of this tape. Here, we're holding off here, Chof Beis Amralef, here on top. So it came out to it again, Oiches Bereisho of a group of Mazir, that he said over, he darshins that Kemishpat Kemishpat Chat Tesef needs to teach us that just like over there, you hold on to the goof and the Roish, Afkan Ba'ulasaif also is Eichas Bereish of a goof. You hold on to the Roish and the goof. Umaz, then you make the Azor Saddam. So the first question might come, what do you mean to say? What was the Kiddush? So after come, this is what he meant to say. Ma'alahalan, just like by Chat Yisraif, Kishu Eichas Roish, the goof, Mazir, means by Chat Yisraif for sure, you don't have to cut off the whole head. You just have to make a Malika through one simen. So when you're holding on to the goof to spritz the dam against the Mizbeach, the head is still attached. That's by Chat Yisraif. So the limit is, Afkan, the same thing by an Ola Saif is also the same way. Is Afkan here also the same thing? Kishu Oiches, Horosh Beguf, Maza. Like when he holds on to the goof of the oif of the bird, the head is still attached to it. And with that he makes Tazor. That's the limit of Kemishpat, that the Ola Saif has the same aloch like a Chat Yisraif. According to his Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Now the Moriah is Imal Halin, it's just like Chat Yisraif, the Simen Echad, all you have to do is just make a Malika with one Simen, so maybe Afkan the Simen Echad, maybe here also by Ulas Oif, when you bring an Ula Oif, also all you have to do is just cut through one Simen, maybe that's enough. So Moriah says, no, Tamalim, and this the Pesach says, Vehikrivui, it says Vehikrivui that this Ula Saif has something special, something different than the Chat Yisraif. Here Rashi says, Vekrivu means, to boy havdola b'niksas. It has to be a little bit separated. This is what we had before, we're coming again to explain the Machlekes Rabbonin and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. This is the Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Shita, that he holds that Vekrivu just says that Oyla Seif needs a little havdola. What does it mean to say a little bit separated? I mean to say, true, you have to cut both simonim, but not the whole thing, it's enough rubai. Rave of the two simonim is enough, you don't have to have kulay. So Rabbanim was the one that said before, it has to be kulay. The whole two simonim you have to cut by an Ola Saif. And the Lezer Shimon says, no, they grieve what's not what Rashi says, the boy have dollar the mixas, as long as you cut rave of the two simonim. In other words, so, the Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, He learns out that how do you know you have to have Havdolah? By Ola Seif, because it says Malika and then Haktorah. So he learned out just like the Haktorah burning. You burn separately the Rosh and the Guf of the Yaif. So those things by Malika Rosh, you have to separate it completely. And so according to the Tanakamo, that was the Chom Shita, they held you have to cut both Simonim completely. And so Vikrivu Lomeli, what do I have to apostate Vikrivu, like your Mechamet, that is the difference between Ola Seif and the Chatzah Seif, the Chur Pshita. Like I know all this from the Pesach of Mivamolak Victor, that the Malika of Oyla Seif has to be completely. So what do I need the Pesach, the Kribu, to say that Oyla is different, I know it from the Pesach of the Molak Victor. So the answer is no. Ila Vikrivu, not for the extra Pesach of Vikrivu, that says that Oyla Seif has a special halacha, special akrova, different than the Chatzah Seif. How do I mean, I would have thought to say then, my Kemishput, what does the Pesach mean to say that Oyla Seif has the same halachas, like a Chatzah Seif? I would have thought to say, Kemishpat Chatzah Seif. I would have thought to say that in the Bostik means Kemishpat means that Oyla Seif has the exact same halachas as Chatzah Seif. I would have thought to say. Meaning to say, maybe you only have to cut just one simon with the Malika. I, the Imishum, Molak Victor, that's our question now. The Pesach says clearly, by Oyla Seif, Molak, then Victor, Mashman, the same way you burn them separately, that's the way the Malik also should be separately. You have to Mashman cut both Simonim. Simon says, no, Havamina, I would have thought to say, without the extra Pesach of Vikriva, I would have thought to say, Mahak Torah Bereshah Shemazbech, you know what this Hekish of Molak Victor means? Maybe just me to say, just like the Haktorah burning, you burn on top of the Mizbeach, Af Malika, maybe where's the place where the Kohen should make the Malika on the Yaif? Maybe it's Bereshit Shemazbeach. That's the Mokum where to make the Malika. Should be Bereshit Shemazbeach. That's why we're thinking. So that's the Hekesh of Omolat Victor. But has to the Kosh Rahman, not to tell us clearly, the Ikrivui needs to tell us clearly there's something special. There's a special Hakarov about Ola Seif over the Chatzah Seif. It's not the same Malika, but it's something special. So now, Dorish Beinami. Rosh Rosh is Bahashti, the Chidik Rivu, Akova Okre Minei. The Chidik Lagan is a big difference, Marsh Malala Tanakamba. Le Tigma Minei Klau, the Yukma Achatis Beima. And so he learns the Rivu says that the Oyla Seif is completely different than Achatis Seif. There's nothing, no comparison. That Mamashiach, you have to cut two Simonim completely. If so, when the Pesach says Kemishpat, he says Kemishpat means that the Ola Seif has the same halacha like a Chatis, a behema, but not like a Chatis Seif. That's the way he dashes it. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, in the Rosh Hashanah, Hashanah Rachmana Begrivel, Dorish Bey, Nami, yeah. Oh. Ma hochatis behima. Now, yeah, period. That's what Dashins. Now the Gemara says hochatis. So according to Tanakamo, the hekish was that just like a chatis behima, it's only born minachulun and biyoyimu biyodei yimonis. The same thing applies to an oyla seif also. Now a question: how do we know this? So Gemara says chatis behima, the yainu bo elam minachulun minolan. How do we know this? And that's the hekish. So how do we know by chatis behima itself? It's only bought from money of chulin and not from money of Maisa Shani. So Amar al-Chizda says, the Yom HaKrokos, the Pesach says, the Hikriv Aaron es parachatis ha-shaloi. The Pesach says, the Kohen Gadol, when he brings his own chatis, the Pesach says, the Loshon of, the Hikriv Aaron es parachatis ha-shaloi. What's the extra Pesach ha-shaloi? We know that it has to come from him. Alamai, it needs to teach us, mi-shaloi, it has to come from himself, V'loy Mishol Tzibur. And V'loy Mishol Meiser can't be for Meiser Shani either. It has to be Shaloi, his own money. Rashi says, Mishaloi, V'loy Mishol Tzibur means Mishumas Aleshra. He can't take the money from Mishumas Aleshra. And also, Mishaloi, V'loy Mishol Meiser. Tetrei, Rashi says, Ashaloi, Ksuvim, Bapashi says twice to it, Ashaloi. And therefore, Vafidl Rav Yehuda, Tiyama Maisis Mamad Hedyu, even if the old Maisis Shein is called Mamad Hedyu too, but still the Pasuk says, Asher Loi twice, to teach us that it has to be Dafka from his own private money, Chulin, and not from Lois, Maisis Shein. That's why I know by Chattis Pehema, it has to be from Chulin. And there the limit of Temishpat teaches us, Oila Saif has the same halacha. Now, by Yoim, so another hekesh we said was that chat is only b'daytime, so the Oila Saif. So what's the question? Mi b'yoim tzavosa nafka. How do we know an oif is only b'yoim? From a close to a pasuk that says b'yol kachim is b'yoim. Rashi said mi b'yoim tzavosa nafka. Lomel elemil from mi chat is b'yoim tzavosa Oila Saif. From Chattis Beima, ha v'kula kabonis tziv b'yom tzavosoi. For all kabonis are said this lashon, a klal is like a klal, that every kabon is only brought b'yom tzavos al akriv, to mashma b'yom v'loi b'layla. V'chol ha-kabonis b'mashma. So this pasuk, I know all kabonis, even the Eilu Seif also. So where I need the hekesh of Kemishpat, I learned this out from Chattis Beima, Pshita Eilu Seif should also only be b'yom, without the hekesh. So Mar says true, Nechram, you're right, and you have to say, Kidei Nas Pesos Extra. You don't really need the Lehekish to teach us Bayoim. Then the third halacha was, Yodei Hayimonis. That you need the Hekish to teach us, just like by Echates Behema. The coin makes the Zerika with his right finger. Yezuadin Ola Seif, everything is done with the right. For the Gemara, you don't need a Hekish for this. Midu Rabba Barbachona Nafka. The Yomar Rabba Barbachona, Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. That come welcome shenem etz. Whatever the pasuk says, etzpa oy kuna. It also says the word kuna. Ain uvelu yamin. I know by itself it means yamin. Says so. I don't have to have the sekish. Rashi said the Gemara Menachos puts this on oy etzpa oy kuna, and he learns that from mitzray rani the siv by the tavla kines by him monis. If he learns that old place where it says the word kuna etzpa, it means yamin. And by unla soif it also says the word etzpa and kain. So I know other self has to have yamin without the sekish of chattis. So Mura says, Enechanami. V'iduch, Rashi says, Hoduch min v'nochis, oyes by kuna animil l'rabbonim. That's one of the rabbonim chittos like that. Our Rav Shimon Rashi says, Look mosom the kuna boy etzpa. That it's not enough just to say the word kain, you have to say the word etzpa also. So as v'iduch, Kuna boy etzpa, true, but just says the word kayin, it doesn't mean yamin. You have to come on to the word etzpa. But everybody holds etzpa. When the pasuk says the word etzpa, loy boy kuna, you don't have to have kuna. If so, here also, by oila soif, it says the word etzpa. So I don't have to have a lima teach him in yamin, kita mi yamin. So where it says, v'tanakamo, v'am lezav v'am shimin, v'imul oirif minolahu, and the list of Chodesh was an answer that the word kain itself doesn't mean yamin. You have to come on to etzpa. Sadrava by Oila Saif doesn't say the word etzpa. It only says the word kain. So therefore it's good, why you need the hekesh? As the parsha of Oila Saif, I would not know you have to have yamin. It only says the word kain. So therefore as Tanakama, they will need this kamishpa to teach us, just like a chatas behema is only done by yamin, who would the Oila Saif was also done by yamin. That the Gemara says, but Tanakama, if we have Lezer of Reb Shimon, Mimul Arif Minolu, how do I know about Oila Saif? The Malkam Amalika is to do in the back, below the head, how do I know that? Actually, Samishpat means a Chattis Beimer, so you don't have a prayer that the Oila Saif is like a Oila Saif. How do I know where the Malkam to Malika is an Oila Saif? A Chattis Hoif. How do I know an Oila Saif? So Moshe Zayin Echonami, this much for sure, Garmi Malika Malika. This much for sure, the maskim, even though it's not a fair shahekish, but you learn how Malika Malika, Rashi says, Tam b'mamasinu, that ma Malika mor b'chattis, pirish l'chob l'akosiv, mulerif, by a chattis, so the Torah says clearly, the mokam ha Malika is mulerif, is av kol Malika, and velim mulerif, what did all Malikas? Even by an Oila Saif, that's cute, that the mokam ha Malika is only in the back of the neck, below the head. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Kosher b'toyrin, kosher b'bnei yoina. When the pasuk says you can bring an oif for a korban, so there are two types of oif, as the pasuk says. Either a toyrin, those are doves, or else it says b'nei yoina pigeons, two different type of birds. The locher is kosher b'toyrin, means an older dove is kosher, but kosher b'bnei yoina. when a pigeon becomes too old, it's pusl already. And kasha b'vnayoyna, a young pigeon, the first year, that's kasha for a pigeon, is pusl b'tor and is pusl for a dove. Because doves have to be 2 years old, and pigeons have to be 1 year old. Now, tchilas hatziyuf, when the feathers around the neck start to change a little bit yellow, that's b'zev b'zev pusl. That's a simon for both of them, they're pusl. In other words, for a b'nei yoyna, it's a little bit too old already. So after the first year, it starts to get a gold feathers around its neck, so it's too old for b'nei yoyna. And it's not old enough yet for turim, it's still too young for turim. So at this time, the tchilas hatziyuv, when the feathers around the neck start to become a little bit yellow, that's a psul for both of them. We'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. And the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Turin means Gedolim. When the Gedolim Kshirim, Ketana Psulim. When the Pasuk says a Turim, this type of a bird, a dove, it's only kosher, a big one, but not small ones. Small ones are Psulim. B'nayayana, when the Pasuk says a pigeon, B'nayayana means Ketanim, small ones Kshirim, Gedolim Apsulim. So Nimtza comes out, the Brisa says, like the Mishnah, that kosher, the Turim, a two-year-old one that's kosher by doves, is possible with Nayoina. They're possible for pigeons. And kosher with Nayoina, 1 year old or below, that's kosher for a pigeon, but Nayoina, possible with Turin, they're too young for Turin. Like our Mishnah. Tanur Rabbanan, we'll soon see more how we know this. Tanur Rabbanan writes like this, Turim Gedolim. V'loi Kitanim, when the Pasuk says this bird of Turim, these doves, it only means older ones over a year and not young ones. And the Mora says, Shiyachuk was really, I would have thought to say, well, I didn't. Really, I would have thought to say, it's a Svara like this. It's a Svara now. That Uma b'nei Yoina. Just like